this is a poem called Rap Music, and it takes as its occasion what seems to me to be a very stereotypical moment in American culture, where two cars are pulled up at a stoplight. And in one of the cars is, you know, your average white middle-class guy or family. And in the other car is a different social database representation with really, really loud boombox or bass coming out of the car. And they're, while they're paused together at that intersection, there's a pretty complicated interaction of culture and history going on, which all parties are extremely aware of and which no parties acknowledge. And so that is the sort of moment that I chose to explore through the thought process, emotional thought process, of the white guy in the car, who, of course, is not exactly me, but whose the contents of whose psychology I'm interested in unearthing and disarticulating, as they say. So it's really a poem about white fear. Rap Music. And how scary rap music is for white people. Rap Music. 26 men trapped in a submarine are pounding on the walls with a metal pipe, shouting what they'll do when they get out. Or they are rolled up in a rug in the back of a rug truck that is wrecked. No, it's the car pulled up next to mine in traffic, with the windows rolled down and the sound turned up so loud it puts everything in italics, enough to make the asphalt thump and the little leaves of shrubbery in front of the nice brick houses quake. I don't know what's going on inside that portable torture chamber, but I have a bad suspicion there's a lot of dead white people in there, on a street lit by burning police cars, where a black man is striking the head of a white one again and again with a brick, then lifting the skull to drink blood from the hole. But that's what art is for, isn't it? It's about giving expression to the indignation. It's for taking the in out of inhibition. So maybe my ears are just a little hysterical, or maybe my fear is just a little historical. And you know, I'd like to form an exploratory committee to investigate that question. And I'd like that committee to produce a documentary called The Sweet Sounds of Afro-America. But all this ugly noise is getting in the way. And what I'm not supposed to say is that black, for me, is a country more foreign than China or vagina, more alarming than going down Niagara on Viagra. And it makes me feel stupid when I get close, like a little white dog on the edge of a big, dark woods I'm not supposed to look directly into. And there's this pounding noise, like a heartbeat full of steroids, like a thousand schizophrenic Shakespeares killing themselves at high volume. This tangled roar that has to be shut up or blown away or sealed off or actually mentioned and entered.